Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Bas Hadaf Mem Ches. Picking up on Mem Zayin Amud Beis. But the bottom of the page, five lines over the bottom, last two words. Amar Rav Huna. Tal Yuv Zabin. Let's say a person comes to another one, and they hang him upside down, and they're like, sell me your property. Rashi says they go and they sell it, where they give him some sort of usurum, they cause him pain until he goes and sells it, and he accepts money for it, and he says that I want to do it. Then what's the din in such a case? Zvine. It is a good sale, says Rashbam. He can't go and back up on it. And we're going to explain why that is. My time of why? Because called the mezabin inish. Whenever a person sells something, even in a case where if he wasn't being forced to do it, he wouldn't have sold it. Nonetheless, it's still considered a good sale. Hold on 1 second. Maybe forcing oneself is different than being forced by others. Meaning sometimes somebody sells something, even though they don't want to, but because they're stuck there, they need some money. So that means that they actually do want to do it. So therefore that should work. But if they don't want to do it altogether, then it shouldn't work. Elika the Tanya, we learned to the price that goes as a source for this idea. Beep turn the page with Mem Ches Manalef. Yakriv Oso. He shall bring it, says the Rashbam. This is talking about a person going to bring a carbon ola. Says Zachar Tom Yakrivenu. And the full pasuk is Im Ola Carbono Min Abakar Zachar Tom Yakrivenu. Go bring it. El Pesach Olamoid Yakrivoso. Their son of Hashem. And it says Yakrivoso to go and bring it. The teacher said, we force him to go do it. Lakriv, whatever he was not there. Says the Gemara Yachabal Kochi, you thought you could do it by against his will. Tamilomi Lirtsano, but the end of the pasuk says Lirtsano, which means he has to want to do it. Hakate said, 1 second, we force him, or it has to be according to his will. What's the answer is Kofido Satyomir Otani. We force him until he says he wants to. Says Rashbam, Alma, Hecha de Kofino. So we see in the case where we force him, Ad Omer Bitoch Yisurin Rotani, Karita Be Lirtsono. It's called Lirtsono, the Gummer Belibo. Lack of that he wants to do it. If he says the words rotzani, then for it's considered like he has committed in his heart that he wants to do it, therefore it's good. It's good for him to have a kapara, says the Rashbam. In that case, yeah, for sure he wants to mean it. But in the case where he's being forced to sell, maybe it wouldn't work. Learn from the sefer. Similarly, we say it by get noshim, says the Gemara, says Rashbam, and these are the ones that we forced to go and let go to release their wife, to divorce their wives. Mukashchen, about polipos. These are things that people, you know, they're full of boils or something of the sort. And we force the guy to go on to divorce his wife. And it still works. We force him to do it until he says, I want to do it. And it works. So to hear also the same idea. Maybe that's different. It's a mitzvah to listen to the chachamim. The chachamim are saying, in such a case, you should go ahead and divorce the wife. Says Rashbam, Dilma Hasam Nami, Ki Yomer Otsani, Gomer Beliba Legarsh. But over here, there's no mitzvah to go and do it. Therefore, maybe it wouldn't work. It's a svara. Agav unse gamer umakna. Because of this onus, he decides to go ahead and do this. He actually commits to it. He accepts it. Says Rashbam, El Rav Huna misfar di day kamar. The mitoch yisurim kamar belibo makne. Hol veika tarti yisurim umatan mos to lo mafsin midi. Since it's yisurim, there's pain and he's getting money for it. Rashbam points out earlier that if it would be that he's not getting any money, but rather all it was is that he was forced to give it as a matana, then it wouldn't work. But over here, he's getting money in its stead, in lieu. So therefore, it's not considered a complete loss. Therefore, it does work. Most of Rav Yehuda, comes and he challenges this idea from the fact that we say get hameusa. If you have a get that's forced to do, says Rashbam, shekofen osol labal haotzi, we force him to do it. In Yisrael, who kasha shekafu Yisrael, we're going to amirotzani. Then he says he wants it. Says the Gemara, Yisrael kasha. If it was done by Jewish courts according to Jewish law, then he really means it. Above the Kachavim puzzle, but if it's done by Goyim, then it's puzzle. Right? Even if he says Rotsani, it's not going to be good because you don't have the idea of the Shomea Divrei Chachamim. Says Rashbam Akram puzzle. I think I've done Rotsani because Sakataitach the Kamaksha Yisrael the Kosher, which is the midst of the sort of Chachamim. But Akram puzzle, give it the Lekam Mitzvah Agavunse Lo Gamu Makna and Magarish Vekasha the Rav Huna. The Kiver the Lekam Mitzvah Lo Makya Agavunse. It was a Kasha that you wanted to say this whole shtickle over here. Who was this? Rav Huna. Rav Huna, you're coming along. You wanted to say, oh, it's a Svarvir, but clearly not like that. So back in the Gemara, Ba'ovdei Kochavim, then if it's the Yidden that are using Goyim, says Rishbam, Im anu rotzim l'chofu al yidei akum, via get kosher, belamdim anu l'akum, sheyomer lo, asem ashi Yisrael omer l'cha. We teach the Goyim, they say, don't do what the Jew's telling you. Tashanami mitzil shodim l'cham. Therefore, that we have the same idea of listening to Chachamim. Chofetan shofar omer l'cha, we say, asem ashi Yisrael omer l'cha. You'd rather do what those Jews are telling you, boy. V'amayin. Now, why is it not good if the Goyim do it by themselves? Hosam nami nimagav unse gomer umagarish. Do you have who to your svara of that this person, you know, he admitted to it, he accepted it, so why shouldn't it work even if a Gaisha court goes along and tells him to do it? Says the Rashbam, the whole Lomaf said, he's not losing anything. Do me this vine, Shemekabal, do me, he gets money to make Sadeil. Kevichish, Sonaso, below get Nami, Losamad, so since the wife hates him, even without the kid, she's not with him. Vigetze Eno, La Tira, La Cherim, Lo Mafsid, Klum. Ain't no Ella left here. It's only to let her be someone else. She's not losing anything. Says Gemara, Hoytmar Allah. No, we said on that. I'm a Mishashet of our Torah. Feel what we can chavim kasher in a chinami. That really, if it would be midah raisa, even if a guy does it, it would really be good. So Rav Huna now is up and running. Says Rashbam, the Akav Unse Gomer Vigarish, the Lomaf said Midi, get the precious. Umatam Amru Babdi Kacham Pasol. What's the reason why they say Babdi Kacham? It's going to be Pasol. Kadishlote Kolachas Vachas Olechas Utolats will be out of the Kacham. So that not every wife who's all upset her husband is going to go to a guy. That is, says Rashbam, Lahachniflo, just going to hang out with this guy to flatter him. Reliz no sibo, to do his no sin with him. Hachachriach is baila garsha, until forcing her husband to do it. Umafkas, that's when we had baila. And then, and pull herself away from her husband. In order to not have this terrible thing happen, they said that the divorce that happens, when it's through the goyim, it's not going to work. But really, Midrash said it does work, and therefore, Rav Huna's shtickle was not knocked out. Mosiv Rav Hamnuna, let's try again to knock out Rav Huna. Lakach mi sikrikon. If somebody bought stolen property from a sikrikon, is somebody who goes and they force someone to go and sell. It's called an extortionist. Because of lakach mi balabayis, and then if let's say he goes and he gets it from the balabayis afterwards, mekho batel, the whole sale is no good. It's batel umivotel. We're talking about, let's say someone goes and extorts the property out of you, and then I go and I buy the property for him, and then I come to you and I make a kinyan with you in order to go and take this property. Not a good sale, because we're saying that maybe the guy only gave it over to that guy because he's scared he's going to hurt him if he didn't go and take it. Vamai, but why isn't it good? According to Rav Huna, Hasam Nami, Neima, Agavunse, Gamar Makte. Let's just say there also that he did it because of Ones, but he was Gamar Belibo, right? He gave it over, and it was a good sale. Oh, I think I may have jumped the gun over there and said that I bought it off him and then went to the original owner and just convinced him to do a kinyan with him. But really, we're trying to say where we did money with him. So now we say, "Hi to my Allah." No, actually, we explained over there that Mishnah Amarav Lo Shanu Ella Da Amar Le Le Chazeku Kini. Rav said the Mishnah is saying that it's not going to work only when the owner says meaning the original owner says to me, who bought it from this extortionist, that, you know, go ahead and do some sort of kinyan, but I didn't give him, there's no actually shtar. Avav b'shtar kana, but if you actually gave him over a shtar, then taka, it would work. Well, Shmuel d'amar af b'shtar nami lo kana, it doesn't work. Michael, remember we're going to say there, he clearly disagrees with that previous day, and he says it wouldn't work either. Shmuel agrees the case where the buyer gave money to the original owner, that taka would work. So that actually taka does work with the funa, and even though he's being forced, it still is a good shtickel teira. Still works. Says the Rashbam to spell that out. This guy who goes and buys it from the extortionist, he gives money to the balabais. I give the makabel zuzay for the fact that the balabais takes the money from him. Garbo makne, he goes and garbo makne behind me, and that's the case of taliu v'zavin. If a baloma slow garbo makne, if it would have been money, then it wouldn't work. Tahar av huna nami taliu v'zavin kamar. He says only the case of v'zavin where there's money involved. About taliu v'yoyv lo havin matana, but if he was forced and he just gave, that's not considered a real matana, and it wouldn't work. Fakta Gemara, Ulurav Bibi, Messiah Ba Mishmei, the Rav Nachman, According to Rav Bibas and Rav Nachman, he add on a little bit. Karka ein lo mos yeshlo, that the guy who actually, the extortionist, the original guy, he actually doesn't get this. He doesn't have the karka, but he does have his money. He gets his money back, right? When he goes and he forces someone to go and sell it, he gets his money back. My ikala meimer, what are you going to say now? Rav Bibi is saying to Rav Nachman that this type of forced shtickle to the original extortionist is no good, even if he paid money, which goes against Rav Huna. Rav Bibi meimer hu, u meimer le Rav Huna lo sfir le. Rav Bibi is not saying something over here. It says Rashbam, show you Omer Mishum Achirim, Veno lo Mishnah Labaisa. It's not saying Mishnah Labaisa. Viava Amala Rav Bibi Mishmei de Nafshe, Hava Mahadar Gemara Gavra Gavra Karam is Bitmia. Then we had a question against a question. But he's not saying Mishnah Labaisa, in which case, Amir Rav Huna looks really, he doesn't hold of this Mamer over here. Rather, like Rav Huna had said, if he paid for the paid for it, even though it was against his will, it's still considered good and it goes through, it's a sale. Amarava, Rava says, Hilchasad halacha is, tell you of a zabin zavine zavine. Wow, unbelievable. The halacha is, someone goes and forces someone to sell it, and they actually go through with it, and they get money for it. The sale is a sale. Velorm and Ella, beep, turn the page. Memchasim abeis, besada stam. Avabasada zo lo. That's only when the guy comes and says, listen, you got a bunch of lands. You better give me a land. And here's the money. You better give it to me, boy. In that case, the taka is going to work. Says the Rashbam, Sheikhrichu, Limkor, Achas, Misadosav. He forces him to sell one of his fields. Vehu, Birer, Me'atzmo, Macha, he picks one as Zos. They came into Midaito, Birer, Rashaban, Birer, She'eno, Choshesh, Ba'kokach, Vekam, Ma'akli. Since he goes and he picks it himself, he's going to go and choose the worst land over there, and therefore he's consenting to this. But if the guy comes and says, you sell me this land, says Rashbam, and he sold him that particular one, then it's not a good sale. And even where this field is a particular one, we say that it's no good, only if the owner didn't count the money that they paid him, showing that he's really, you know, against it. Aval, I'm not even counting it. It says Rashbam, Loman Amos, Gila Daito, Tabakokal Makabos. Okay, he gives him like a whole stack of money. He's like, okay, fine. What am I supposed to do? You know, this is ridiculous. We didn't sit and count it. Aval Artse Zuze Lo. But if he sits down and starts counting it, then it's actually a good sale. Says Rashbam, Vafilu, Besada Zu, Velo Artse Zu, Velo Artse Zuze Lo Amran, Delav Izvini. If this person's showing that he's counting the money over here, then clearly he's showing some sort of idea of like, okay, I'm accepting the fact that this is a sale. But if you didn't count it, then no. V'lo'arman, even if it's a specified field. V'lo'arman, ela de'lo havi le'ishtamute. And we say that the fact that he doesn't count shows that he doesn't want to make the sale. When do we say that? Only if there's no other way to get out of it, like the Rashbam just said. V'lo havi le'ishtamute lo. But if there's a way for him to get out of it, then it's not knocked out. In other words, the sale does go through, even though he didn't count it. Like the Rashbam pointed out, he said, you know, wait till tomorrow until my wife comes back or some other excuse. The fact that he didn't do that, even if he didn't count the money, he had a way out and he didn't do it, the sale is a good sale. But the halacha is, in all these cases, is that if it's a forced sale, it is a sale. Even if he says this particular field, the ha'isha kisada da zu damya, because the case of a woman who is forced to get married is also similar to this type of case. And that is, let's say, says Rashbam, Kishem Machricha Adam Lakaba Kedushav, or the Scottish people, let's say a guy goes to a woman and says, take, accept this for marriage now. V'amar Meimar Taluyav Kadesh Kedushav Kedushin. That if they hang this woman upside down and they go and they force her until she gives up and she gives in, it is marriage. Rashbam says, Klomer Kaiba Lanachi Taluyav Kadesh Kabla Kedushin Kedushah Kedushin, the Dharmilis Vine Shemacheris Atzma Lazeh. It's like she's selling herself to it, and that is going to work. So what we see over here is that even in a case where you say this field, it's still going to be considered a sale. Now, Marbar Vashi argues, Amar, he says, when it comes to a woman, that's for sure not a good marriage. What are you talking about over here? You're forcing this woman to go ahead and be married? It doesn't work. Says Rashbam, b'mecher mudina davizvine. When it comes to a sale, in a chenami, that works. Aval gabi isha, tikun rabbanu delo lavi kiddushin, dehu asa shalok hogan. This is something really not okay. Let's read the Gemara itself and spell it out. Isha v'atikin shalavu, hu asa shalok hogan. He acted in a way which is totally inappropriate, not okay. L'fika chasu imo shalok hogan. Therefore, the rabbis behave with him shalok hogan. In other words, they go beyond the letter of the law. V'afkinu rabbanu kiddushin minei, rabbanu remove the marriage from him. You behave in such a way, you know, every time you get married, so that's rabbanu, and therefore they knock it out. Amar le ravinu ravashi. Tainach de Kaddish Bekaspa. Okay, listen, I got you if you say they got married with money. We saw this Gemara a few times. So it's the Shas brings Ksuvus, Yevamus in two places, Ginn in two places. Fine, if you did that, you can go and you can undo the marriage by taking away the money that it really doesn't like belong to him. Kaddish Bebiya, Michael, remember, what about if we did it Bebiya? You're going to tell me that you're just going to undo the thing over there? That doesn't make any sense. Amar Le, Shavuel Abadon, Lebilos, Lebilos, Dos. Yeah, they undid the marriage through that type of marriage also. And they make it like the Bila is a Bila of Znus and is not considered a Mawage. Story time, Tabi, Tala le papi akirna vizavin. He hung up papi on a tree called a kinra until he would sell him something. Like you, Rashbam says that he was a gavra alama, he was a very strong man. And then he says that this talipapi beilan sheshmo kinra limko lo sadeo to go and sell him his field. L'shachrina talo sobishvil ha-kinra shim karenu lo. Some say that, well, no, what it means is just to sell him the kinra. V'zavin, says Rashbam, klomer v'chein asa shemarcha lo, and he did this. Let's see it in the... Right, so tabi talo peni ha-kinra v'zavin, and he actually sold it to him. And what can I do? Chosim Rabbi Chana Amoda, Rabbi Chana signed a Moda, says Rashbam, we've saw this before, Ve'ed Acher Imo Amoda Shem Masar Papi Kodam Shenichtav Shtar Mechira. Before he wrote the Shtar Mechira, he wrote this other Shtar writing that he was doing this against his will. Ve'ashkalta. Also, on the Rashbam says, "V'gamal shtar mechira chasam." He even signed on the shtar mechira. So Rabbi Barachana signed on both of them. The fact that he's being forced to do it and that he's selling it. Amar Ravuna says, "Man de chasam moda shaper chasam." The one who signed on the moda, then it works. The sale's no good. Man de chasam ashkalta shaper chasam. And the one who signed on the sale document is also good. Says Rashbam, the one who signed in the Modal Shabbat Chosam, Dafak of the Talu of Zavin Zvine Zvine, even though we already said that this Zvine is his Zvine, if he sold it at the end of the day, Hanimi Lichadolo Masar Modal, it's only doing Modal, but Modal Shakosaba Tibata Mechir, it nullifies the sale. But then we have the next Rashbam, Mada Chosam Ashkalta, Shabbat Chosam, the Talu of Zavin Zvine Zvine, Kidamasik Kamel, like we're going to say. In fact, hold on a second, Manavshach, which way are you going over here? Imodalo Ashkalta, V Ashkalta, Lo Modal, lie. They can't both be working because they're coming against one another. So what do we do? Hakigamar. Ilav modav. Now for the modav. Mantachasim ashkata shabachasim. Then it actually, taka would be good. Rav Huna Latamego is going to his own logic. Rav Huna, tell you of his abbas, vin is vin. So all he's saying is that if you didn't do the shtar modav, then taka it would be a good sale. And that's like Rav Huna has said all along. Aini. Rakigamar, is that really true? The Amar of Nachman, Eidim Sharmu Amanahayo Divarenu. If you have witnesses assigned in a shtar, and later they said, oh no, our writing over here was not because there's actually a loan that happened, but a loan that was slated to happen. That's called a shtar Amana, says Rashbam, Eidim Chasum of Shtar, Amanahayo Divarenu. Loyal Vu, Klum, didn't lend them anything. Ela Kasabnu Lo, we wrote it for him, Uklishit Starich, Gilvelo. When he needs it, he'll do it with it. The Aminu Lover Lamalve. And they had trust between the lender and the prospective lender and borrower that he's not going to go ahead and use his store to get it from him. LM Cain, you love it low unless he actually lends it to him. So the borrower's not going to mess him over. Vizesh Sha'avad Lo Nechasav Me'achshav Im Yilva Afila Achazman Dalav Muktam Hu Litrof Shalokidin. I read it wrong. Vizesh she bade lo nechasim yachshav im yelva afil lachas man delav muktam hava litav shaloka din. So beep, turn the page. Man tismav ein neamanim. They are not believed to say that the shtar amana. And the document is a full-fledged document. This guy can go ahead. The quote-unquote borrower can use this to go get money from the lender. So too over here, moda hayu devarenu ne'amanim. So too, if you have Eidner signed on a document of sale who say our words were, that's saying that, oh yeah, we're just, you know, moda hayu devarenu, our words are moda, and we don't believe it. So how could Rav Huna say that this signed by Rabbi Rabbechana is going to nullify the sale document that he signed, because you have the sale document saying that this is actually is good? It says Rashbam, im shtar mecher hu v'om eidim achasumim bo hamocher moser moda b'fineinu ver inu ansu. He told us about this, and we saw this ones we kainu bo einem anum devarim modu d'shtara me'alyo. They both said that this shtar of sale is a good one. The ach shabayin levatloi the eidus moda. Now that we're levatlo through an eidus moda of a koru zech. This is a case like, you know, reneging what he said. If it came, he gave Eidus Shibishtar. Once he gave Eidus on the Shtar, that's saying it's a good sale. They can't go and knock it out. Why would he knock off the sale? Bishvel Modah. Shari Rabbi Rabbechanahu. He's not believed. Says Gemara, honey, me the alpeh. We should know this already. We can figure this out. This is only when they said it alpeh. They say, you know, oh yeah, we wrote in the document there was a good sale. We signed that, but alpeh we says modah. The law says alpeh omar l'shtara. You're not going to have a oral testimony to go and knock out the shtar that they've written over here. But they actually had a shtar modah that's before the sale. Asi shtar omar l'shtara. This one's going to go out and knock out that particular star. Let's try to finish this off now. Gufa, remember Nachman Amana Hayu Devarinu Ein Amanim. They say Amana, our words are Amanim. We don't believe them. Moda Hayu Devarinu Ein Amanim. Right? They say that it was a Moda. Also, we don't believe them. Umar Baravashi Amar Amana Hayu Devarinu Ein Amanim. Say it's a shtar amana with their words. We're not going to believe them and nothing doing. We go with what the shtar is. But if they say moda yudarenu, then itaka is believed in that case. So we see this as a argument, what we said before. My time, what's the difference? Because shizen itin likasif. One of them should have been written. In the case where the person is being forced to sell it and he gives it over, they say over, you know, this is a moda where we're being forced to do it. Right? So then when they go and they write the shtar, that they're doing the sale, even though they just want to do it, neatly because of it's something which is given over to be written. In other words, the Edom, they heard to go and write this, it makes sense to write it because this guy's under a lot of duress. But the shtar amana is something which is not allowed to be written. Whereas we make sense to go and to write the original shtar because of the fact that this person's under, when the person is being forced to sell something, Rashbam writes, Shaharei nitin likasav da mitzvah, the mitzvah covered, kedei lahatzil onus me'onso, to save this guy from his duress. Avil ksav yadin yotzim mekomacher ne'amonim, dein zechozer magad. It's not considered chozer magad, el mecha shkriti, komasadi, kamina nami hasam in ksuvas, that would actually work. But by shtar amana, you're getting the whole big issues here of writing that you lend something and you didn't lend something, and it's going to cause issues of being mishabi nechasav and people coming to be able to take things and lakuchos and all that jazz. That was not allowed to be done. Therefore, that we don't believe, but we do believe the shtar amana shtickle. And with that, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I don't know. Moda shtickle, but not shtar amana. We're going to stop here. Everyone, wish you all a great, great day.